This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title for better than 35 years. And straight up today, I bring you the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. Larry Merchant will be here, of course, to talk boxing. Of course, the future of boxing is with the zone and the apps and that kind of good stuff. Of course, Johnny Sigg will give us his bullet points to start the show off. And, of course, we'll bring in, I want to go east in hour number two. I want to bring in Socrates Palmer, the man with the greatest name in all of boxing. Socrates Palmer, man, it's like Muhammad Ali. That's one of those great names. Anyway, bottom line is, we'll hear from the Big Apple ace in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide as well. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or that guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? Of course, I am 1 week removed from Panama City and Roberto Duran. And what a time we had down there. Of course, the World Boxing Organization putting forth their 31st annual convention at the Hotel Al Panama. 5 stars, no doubt about it. I rated 10 stars for the experiences I had there. I can't, I'm telling you. It was a great time in Panama. The people were somewhat warm. The hotel was wonderful, and I had a great experience. But when you look at the entire country of Panama, you say to yourself, man, what a country. Billions of dollars of commerce going through this canal, and yet people are poor? Anyway, anywhere the U.S. goes, I guess. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When this song first came out in 1975, I said to myself, man, what do you mean there's only so much oil in the ground? Well, he was right. Bottom line is I'm paying $4 a gallon, almost $4 a gallon, and it's killing me. Let's take it to Las Vegas and bring in, of course, Mr. Boxing Encyclopedia, wrapping up the weekend in bullet points. We'll talk about the zone was happening. Johnny Sig, the zone was hot for a while, then it ran a little cold.
Yeah, it did, but it certainly came out the gate hot with undefeated, undisputed cruiserweight titleist Oleksandr Usyk, improved to 16-0 with 12 KOs when he knocked out Tony Ballou last night in stunning fashion with a nasty left hook in the eighth round. Ballou fell to 34-1 with 20 KOs. Credit to Ballou, he boxed his buns off, man, for the first 4 to 5 rounds in that fight. But my man Usyk, the mastermind that he is, downloaded the intel needed and required to take out Ballou. Made the adjustments and did a hell of a job in doing so. Ricky Burns last night also had a sensational KO over Scott Cardle in the third round of their affair. Anthony Carollo did his thing, winning via unanimous decision against Dwight Yordan in their encounter as well at 130 pounds.
Straight up, of course, the zone went day and night. Of course, after Usyk, they came on with a card late at night. And there was a guy wearing the Kronk colors that, well, I wasn't thinking Tommy Hearns when I saw that guy.
Absolutely not, Pete. Absolutely not. You and I were in agreement there, buddy.
Straight up, though, the zone was hot and happening. Johnny, coming back in hour number two. What do we talk about in hour number two?
We're going to talk about next week's fights coming up. We got some good ones with Maurice Hooker taking on Alex Saucedo. And then also on the zone, going again, baby. And speaking of baby, Jarrell Big Baby Miller's doing his thing at heavyweight. Brandon Rios makes a comeback. Best female fighter on the planet, Krista Shields, does her thing. And Gabe Rosado also makes an appearance. So, man, we got a lot to talk about.
Johnny Sig, back in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now we take it from Las Vegas to Santa Monica, California. Godfather, is everything burning around you down there, Larry Merchant? You there, Larry? We lost Larry. Oh, we'll get him back. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the zone hot and happening with fights day and night. That Usyk fight, it was a bit of a chess match early on, but like Johnny said, you know, he downloaded the game plan. He knew how to win, knew how to prevail, and step by step, you could see Usyk closing the distance. And then that punch, man, had that rope, had that bottom rope not been there. Thank goodness for the fourth rope. Had that fourth rope not been there, Ballou would hit his head on the canvas, the back of his head on his canvas. And like, what's his name? Johnny Montanez, that kid I saw die in Las Vegas when he hit his head on the canvas when there was no rope. There was only three. And boom, that he had his head and that was it. And what I'm trying to say is we didn't seem need to see another ring fatality. So last night was sort of cool in the fact that, you know, the guy was safe. I mean, afterwards, he was okay. That's sort of cool. Combat sports is a rough sport, man. No doubt about it. It's like, you know, football. We talk about football on and on and on, all the concussions in the world of football. But anyway, back to Santa Monica. Larry, is your house burning down around you? Is everything burning around there or what?
Not yet, but we decided to stay indoors almost all of yesterday because of the smoke and bad air. I was down near the beach tonight, the afternoon before on Friday, and you could see the smoke clouds in the distance up around Malibu, which has been evacuated. And it's not that many miles up the road, but there doesn't seem to be a threat of fire coming down this way.
Well, you know what's funny is that here we are in the Bay Area, and our sky is really gray, and it's all smoky and this and that. So it appears like the northern part of the state and the southern part of the state, at least significant portions of them, are on fire. So we go from the hot fires of California to the hot fires of boxing. Oleg Usyk is a monster. And they're talking about him possibly being a challenge for Anthony Joshua next April. Are they throwing it out there in order to try to downplay the importance of Fury and Wilder?
I don't know that there's a direct link. Maybe they're trying to negotiate a deal and to show that they have alternatives to Wilder, who would draw big crowds and big television numbers. But Usyk, you know, he looks like an old-time heavyweight, certainly, when heavyweights weighed in the 90s and low 200s. And he's a craftsman, and he can punch some, too. So he looks like a welcome addition to the heavyweight scene.
No doubt about that. DAZN. Godfather, I got DAZN about 10 days ago, and like you told me a little while back, I'd be more boxing than I can handle. It is more boxing than I can handle, but I have the opportunity to take it in if I want to. I have the choice, and before I didn't have the choice. So the DAZN app is really working for me.
Well, great. I haven't tuned into it yet, but I intend to, and you know, hopefully these new digital outlets are going to encourage fighters to fight more. They're coming up with big numbers to attract the best of fighters, and maybe that will translate into the best fights as well.
Well, you know what? they're showing fights, raw fights, and I think it's sort of cool, Godfather, because you know, you and I would show up at the arena at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon. They'd have fights on with guys that are like 4-12 against guys that are 9-8, and they'd be, you know, not the classic fights, but people don't realize that boxing survives on guys losing. If you didn't have 24 guys to lose to Oscar De La Hoya, he wouldn't be 24-0 by the time he became champion. So the losers in boxing are just so important. But what they're doing is they're putting these basically club fights on early on, these four rounders, and some of them are entertaining, some are not, but I gotta say, it's more boxing than I can handle, but I'm loving it.
Well, that's a good place to be. It's there's more boxing than you can handle. I'm sure others have said the same thing. Most of us have been attracted to the fights and the fighters who look like they're going to be challenging for champions, but you've got to have a large base of quantity to come up with some good quality and occasionally something beyond good.
Exactly. Sort of like I tried to put this up against NBA basketball a couple years ago. If you put 82 games up against 82 fights, you're probably going to see a better percentage of basketball games than you would see fights. Fair to say?
I don't know. Yeah, ooh. If you're watching elite basketball, yes.
Okay.
But we're trying to find the potential elites, and that's why they have 8 fights on a card, not just 1 or 2.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about Roberto Duran. I told you I went down to Panama and I saw Duran last week. And I was looking at I remember the Hagler fight and him coming out of the ring and telling Ray Leonard, you can beat this guy, but Ray waited 3.5 years to do so. But Duran lost that fight by a point, and 2 points. What does that say if Marvin Hagler is one of the greatest middleweights of all time and Duran took him down the stretch and was leading after 12?
I don't know. Hagler is certainly one of the best middleweights of modern times, since the 70s, we'll say. And Duran was, a very great lightweight who moved up in weight and had some success. But Hagler was already on the downside of his career when he fought Duran. But Duran was a handful for him.
And Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard hooked it up in 87, but Ray Leonard waited 3 years after the Duran fight in order to fight Marvin Hagler. You know, Ray's
he didn't wait 3 years.
Okay.
He had a serious eye problem.
All right.
And he had fought only once in 5 years. It's a little unfair to Ray to say he was ducking and dodging away from these guys when... He wanted to fight Hagler all the way, but he had an eye issue that took quite a long time before it was resolved.
A detached retina. The Godfather Larry Merchant is with us here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
25 and a half minutes past the hour, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are blessed with the presence of Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer himself, of course, while Philadelphia Daily News, HBO.com, HBO Boxing. Of course, man, what can I say? His resume is quite impressive. Bottom line is Godfather is a big fight December 1st in Los Angeles, the City of Angels. Of course, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury hooking up for a portion of the World Heavyweight Championship. How are ticket sales going?
Well, according to an article I read the other day, it's not as hot as it should be, that only 8,000 tickets have been sold so far in an arena that could seat upwards of 18,000. And it's kind of a test of the drawing power of Wilder and whether he's really known. From what I've seen, it's going to be a very good pay-per-view card with different sites. Chavez Jr. making a comeback.
Yep.
Stevenson from Canada. So maybe it'll be a bigger success on pay-per-view than it will be for asses and seats and downtown Los Angeles, but it's a little early. The hype hasn't begun. The football season is sort of winding down in terms of the colleges and the pros moving toward the playoffs. So maybe there will be an opening for a big boxing event, but it remains to be seen. What I'm curious about is why the fight is out here in the first place and not in New York, where Wilder is much better known and has drawn some pretty good crowds. Be that as it may, it's an important fight for both fighters, for boxing in general, and I will be there.
So will I, no doubt about that. Big fight, of course, December the 1st, the Staples Center, City of Angels. Deontay Wilder, undefeated, taking on Tyson Fury, is also undefeated, a battle for the WBC Heavyweight Championship. Now, this sort of makes our case, or at least my case, that Joshua is in the driver's seat because he can sell 80,000 seats, and these guys have sold 8,000 seats and combined in almost a month. Am I right?
Well, you can't dispute the facts and the numbers. Joshua is a superstar in Great Britain, and his last five or so fights have averaged around 80,000 live bodies in the stadiums, plus television. And so that has a lot of value when the two sides sit down to negotiate who gets what should they fight each other, meaning should Wilder beat Fury and set up the big showdown everybody is hoping for, and there's how much of the pot goes to who and so on, and that's why it behooves Wilder to be able to get some good numbers in and out of the arena.
Okay, Larry, here's a question coming in from a listener. This guy knows his boxing, I think, a little bit. He says, quote, if you understood the sport of boxing, Pedro, you would recognize that the past decade or so, along with today, the ring is filled with mostly well-conditioned fighters and not boxers. Many commentators will criticize the boxers as being boring, but it's the art of boxing executed on a fighter that is an art and may tend to look easy and at times boring. You think there's any merit to what he's saying there, that we're looking at more conditioned fighters and less guys thinking boxing per se?
I'm not quite sure what that's about. Look, there is a craft to boxing. There's no question about that. But boxing is also a game that tries to attract spectators. Mm-hmm. And it's like walking out of a restaurant. Do you say you want to go back and see that guy? Do you say you want to go back and get another meal there?
True.
So to a certain degree, you've got to fight in a crowd-pleasing, entertaining fashion. And pure boxing without risk-taking is a very hard sell in 97.3% of the cases, unless a fighter has a big following from where he comes or for ethnic reasons or because there's a gaping hole in the heavyweight division, whatever reason there is. Sometimes a boxer transcends the entertainment side of the game. But forever, people want to see action. They want to be moved. They want to be up and cheering. And risk-taking is a part of the equation. It doesn't mean that prize fighting should just be brawling, but it should be boxing and punching, boxing and banging, boxing and, in the original iteration of the sweet science, it was called the sweet science of bruising. Okay? It's not just the art of being able to stand out there and not get hit. You pay your money and you take your choices when you go to the fights, and there's a pretty good chance that more folks will show up if they expect to see a fight.
Good point. Larry Merchant is our guest, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are twice as nice. We come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Cruiserweight Division, 200 pounds. It seems to be coming alive, Larry. I mean, I'm looking down all the divisions. The heavyweight's got some good guys at the top. The cruiserweight division's got a little bit of noise to it. Light heavyweight's looking pretty good. 168 with guys like Benavidez and Zerto Ramirez looks pretty good. 160 with Canelo on top, of course, is outstanding. 154 looks okay. 147 is an open page right now with Spence and all these different guys and Crawford. So 140 is a crapshoot. I mean, I keep going. There's some boxing's looking good. To me, the boxing analyst, the game is looking good, healthy.
Well, there's a lot of promising stuff going on that's bound to break through, that the promoters and networks aren't putting all this money into boxing that they are because they want to lose the money. Mm-hmm. They think they can make money. And so a lot of good young fighters in a number of divisions are getting exposure. There's a big light heavyweight fight still to come this year. Lomachenko at lightweight is still to come. And the Wilder Fury fight.
And, you know, I'm sorry, Godfather, go ahead.
No, so, you know, yes, this could be the start of something bigger if, not big.
And I'm not sure what app is going to pick this up, but you'll be able to watch like the WBC 122-pound title, the interim title going down in Tokyo with Abigail Medina, 19-3-2 of 10 KOs out of Spain, taking on Japan's Tomoka Kamita, 35-2, one of the Kamita brothers, 35-2, 20 KOs. In other words, there's Bevan Boxing on Mondays. And if, I don't know, Godfather, if you've been to Korakuen Hall, that little hall next to the Tokyo Dome, but they have professional boxing cards there once a week.
Well, due to the explosion of media, the international boxing is going to be available internationally. Mm-hmm. So that just makes it a bigger canvas for boxing, and maybe we're going to see more Manny Pacquiao's breakthrough.
Good enough. Real quick, Godfather, 56% of the country thinks we're going in the wrong direction here with the president. What's your spin on that?
Well, it speaks for itself. The election was a pretty good left to the body and straight right hand on the president. And I'm sure that it will resonate during the next couple of years in different ways. And I'm as curious as the next fellow to see how the Democratic charge plays itself out.
Real quick, Godfather, I've had some microphones taken away from me in my time at press conferences. So I can relate to that.
Well, I can't say that ever happened to me. I have had a couple of guys turn away from me and not answer questions, but when you represent a network that's given them a lot of money, they're going to sit in the chair and hang in there.
The Godfather,
but not everybody loves it, and some guys know how to use it, and some guys
don't
think that they're under fire.
Godfather, have a wonderful weekend. Say hello to the Godmother for me, and we'll talk soon. Best of luck to you, Godfather. Talk soon.
Thanks. Bye.
I love him. That's Larry Merchant, folks. What can I say? I love him. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Said, now see what you were doing, brother. Stay ahead of me. But when I get burnt, I use a sap. And when I want loving, but what you got to have.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and the delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple micro brews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers just because you were thinking of her? And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at BOUQS.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan.
A little bit better.
But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with a BBB, and yeah. Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep. Paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Good shot there by him. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maris.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Check out the new sounds of the mighty Tower of Power, baby. This is called On the Serious Side, On the Soul Side of Town. Kicking Ass, a new album, no doubt about it. It debuted at number one on the Billboard Jazz Charts. It was a hip-hop number. It was like all over the place, man. They charted all over the place. So the Tower of Power is back. They're rocking and rolling. And who would think, 50 years later, after their existence, they're still like a major force in the world of music. More power to Emilio Castillo, Doc Koopa, and the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Talking about towers, Towers of Powers, baby. How about the UFC Rock and Roll? Of course, the UFC Heavyweight Championship went down last week. And, of course, the heavyweight champion, still the heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier, having annihilated. I mean, Cormier is a good guy. I dogged him on the show, and I somewhat belittled him. And I have to apologize for that because, you know, he's been a classy guy. He's been on the show in the past. He's always showed tremendous respect for me. And I didn't, like, disrespect him. It's just that, you know, I thought some of the approaches he was taking pre- and post-fight as far as interviews were concerned were just not the type of, not the way I would do things. Anyway, bottom line is November 3rd, MSG, Madison Square Garden, of course, New York City, New York. Cormier knocked out. Take that back. Stopped Derek Lewis with a submission. Derek Lewis was a bad dude. I mean, he was a bad dude. He came into this fight, you know, not expected to win, but he was going to put up a good challenge. He went for it. He didn't make it. Derek Lewis lost in the second round. A rear naked choke. Ronaldo Souza, the Cuban. I think he was an Olympic gold medalist. He defeated Chris Weidman, the former world middleweight champion, knocked him out in the third round. Weidman was in control up to that point. Jared Cariner was the winner over David Branch. Outside of that, the rest of the fight just sort of sucked. And I told you, if you bought this one, you got sucked in and you were a sucker because that wasn't worth $70, $80, $100, whatever. It's worth $10 at your local sports bar where you can go and hang out with your buddies and have a couple of drinks and eat some popcorn for free. Anyway, the bottom line is that wasn't a pay-per-view card. Although, anytime the heavyweight champion is defending, I guess it is a pay-per-view. It is a mega event, but still, I just don't know. Anyway, the Korean Zombie was in action last night, and guess what? He didn't win. He got knocked out in the fifth round of that main event. Of course, they were fighting at 145. Yair Rodriguez, Y-A-I-R. Dude can fight. Bad dude, spinning back fists, all kinds of stuff in his repertoire. But he was the winner last night, knocking out the Korean Zombie in the fifth round of their main event. 4:59 into round number five. In other words, the fight was about to be over, and boom! Referee said no more. Donald Cerrone, the cowboy, of course, he's the guy that shows up anytime the UFC calls him to fight. And guess what? Don, we need you to fight tomorrow. Well, I just fought yesterday. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, he would. He defeated Mike Perry with a submission at armbar in the very first round. Jermaine de Randamie, that chick I told you that was so smart, she stayed away from Chris Cyborg Santos. She decided she was not going to fight for the world championship, or she gave up the world championship. She didn't want to have nothing to do with Chris Cyborg Santos. I don't blame her. I wouldn't fight somebody that has the chromosomes that Chris Cyborg Santos says, I'm not saying she's a man. I'm just saying I wouldn't put one of my chicks in there to fight her. No way, no how. Anyway, Jermaine Durandamy, who's got one of those weird names, she defeated Raquel Pennington. Pennington, of course, was coming off a pretty big win a couple of months ago. But Pennington, an active fighter at 138 pounds, was a catchweight fight, of course. Pennington usually fights at 135, and Jermaine fights at 145. They tried to do this at 138. I guess she couldn't make 135. Jermaine Durandamy. Bottom line is, I don't know. Was this worth it last night? I guess Rodriguez and the Korean Zombie is a good main event, and Cerrone knocking out Perry, submitting Perry, was okay. But outside of that, the rest of the card, I just don't want to see a bunch of submissions, and I mean as much of decisions. I want to see submissions and knockouts. That's what I tune into MMA for. And I'm looking at this card here with a KO elbow, a submission, a decision, a TKO, a decision, a technical submission, a KO, and a decision. So, all in all, I guess it was split down the middle, but I want to see more definitive endings. That's what the world of mixed martial arts is all about. Speaking of definitive endings, what's going to happen when they hook up in the rematch? We'll talk about John Jones, of course, the world light heavyweight champion. Never been beaten. He's had some coke problems. He's been suspended. He's had all kinds of issues. And he put it this way. He's a jerk. There's no doubt about it. He's not my favorite guy, but he can fight. I mean, maybe nobody is as good as John Jones. I'm telling you, maybe nobody is as good as John Jones. Of course, he was only lost that one fight. And that was, Mark Hamill, somebody by the name of Hamill. But he kneed the guy on the ground, or he did some illegal stuff on the ground. He was disqualified. So, actually, he's never lost a fight. And, of course, he's taking on Alexander Gustafsson, the Swede. Of course, the Swede is a guy that went five rounds with John Jones a couple of years ago. He dislocated John Jones's toe. It was pretty ugly looking, but Jones won going away there. I think it was 3-2 or 4-1 as far as his scorecards were concerned. But the co-feature, the aforementioned Chris Cyborg Santos. Yikes. Scares the snot out of me. Yes. Okay. Chris Cyborg Santos taking on Amanda Nunes. Poor Amanda. I really feel sorry for Amanda. In fact, Amanda's she's a champion at 135, and I give her all those props at 135. But going from 135 to 145 is like going from the shallow end of the swimming pool, where it's like 2 feet of water, to like 8 feet of water. And I don't think she can swim in that deep of water. I'm just trying to tell you. You can't rumble with Chris Cyborg Santos. You can't box with her. You can't wrestle with her. She's a brilliant Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. She gets you on the ground. She marls you. She grinds you into a ball, man. I mean, you can't fight her on the ground. You can't fight her standing up. How do you fight Chris Cyborg Santos? You fight her with a baseball bat. That's the only way seriously, a baseball bat. I'm not talking to Billy Club. I'm not talking to tennis racket. I'm talking a baseball bat. You've got to hit her with something that's going to get her respect and her attention. And outside of a baseball bat, I don't think you're going to be able to do it. I think unless she struggles to make the 145-pound weight limit, of course, that's what she's a champion at 145, but she struggles to make that weight, and she has for years. In fact, you've seen some YouTube videos where she's going through basically enemas from both sides of her body in order to get down the weight. Oh, she's dying. It's pretty ugly. It is ugly. In fact, I remember one time I was in Reno or Vegas? I can't remember which one it was, but Jorge Maromero Paez was the world featherweight champion out of Mexicali, Mexico. He was a clown. What I mean by a clown is that his family ran a circus, and he was a circus clown. But he was also the IBF featherweight champion. Of course, I think he was a good fighter. No doubt about it. He beat Calvin Grove down there in Mexicali. Anyway, he was in the sauna one day, and I'm getting a massage. It was either in Vegas or Reno. It was the Hilton. I know that. It was one of the Hilton hotels. And I'm getting ready for my massage, sitting there on the bench, and they carry some guy out of the sauna in a rubber suit. And he's got this hooded sweatshirt on, but he's in a rubber suit. I can't see who this is. And all I'm hearing is, oh. I'm thinking, man, what the hell is going on? Because I can't even figure this out. I've never seen anybody do them extremes. I mean, I had retired from boxing. I never did anything like that. Anyway, they carry him out, and they lay him on the bench next to me. And I look down at him, and it's Jorge Maromero Paez. And I said to him, what's up? And he says, homie, help me. No mas box. Help. In other words, he was dead. The poor guy was dead from trying to make the weight. Making the weight is just not easy, folks. Just not easy. I'm telling you, it is a killer. Anyway, John Jones going to make 205 without a problem. Chris Cyborg Santos, she makes 145 without much difficulty. She will win as well. This is a battle not against Amanda Nunes, but against the making the weight. This is what it's all about. If she makes the weight and she's strong, she wins. Carlos Condit on the card taking on Michael Chiesa and Ilir Latifi, a light heavyweight out of Samoa, I think a New Zealander, is taking on Corey Anderson. Outside of that, the rest of the card sort of looks okay. Chad Mendes is on it. But you know, Andrea Arlovski, the former world heavyweight champion, Kat Zagano, the first openly gay women fighter, of course, she decided she would come out of the closet before she fought Ronda Rousey. And what happened? She lasted 12 seconds. Come on, man. If you're going to come out on a cause, win first. Win first and come out later. Don't get lit up. Don't. Hey, I'm fighting for a cause. You go out there and get lit up in 12 seconds. Come on. Anyway, that wasn't the smartest thing she ever did. Anyway, BJ Penn. Been on the show many times in the past. Of course, the kid out of Honolulu, Hawaii, of a Filipino descent. Good fighter, former lightweight champion. I mean, man, he was a guy like 12 years ago. Okay, when I was doing radio like a decade ago, better than a decade ago, yeah, he was a guy fighting out of Silicon Valley. I'm not sure if it was the American Kickboxing Academy down there or whatever, but he was fighting out of the San Jose area, Milpitas, and, you know, he was a champion. And then things started to fall apart. And when things fall apart for fighters, they just can't see it. I saw it. When I saw when my reflexes started getting a little slower, and I was having to work harder to beat guys in the gym than I would normally have to beat guys, you know what I'm saying? Because when I fought in the gym, we fought in the gym. We didn't do that sparring stuff. And there wasn't too much sparring in Newman's gym in San Francisco. We did a lot of warring, a lot of fighting, of course. And the bottom line is, if you're on the negative side of a lot of gym fights, you're going to end up, you know, spilling your words and that kind of stuff. And a lot of guys ended up that way. But I got to look at it like this. Boxing was very good to me. I was very fortunate to get out of this with basically no residual effects. I mean, I don't consider myself retarded or slipping or anything like that. And my memory's not bad considering all the weed that I smoke. I'm just kidding. Anyway, but boxing is not what football is. And I was going to bring this up with Larry Merchant a little earlier, but I didn't. You know, there were 178 concussions at one point in time last year in the NFL season. They were running articles every week on concussions. This year, you haven't seen one article on concussions. Why? It's the NFL playing their publicity game. In other words, they're not going to want to expose their dirty laundry. And it is dirty laundry because more guys are hurt playing football than you can imagine. You've got guys going, they're like 290, 300 pounds. And you imagine running like 10 or 15 yards. That's 45 feet in American distance, okay? Running 45 feet and then running head on into another guy's head with a steel helmet on. You trying to tell me something's not going to happen? Something's not going to crack? Yeah, it's not going to be the helmet. It's not going to be the helmet that cracks. It's the man that cracks. And that's when I see these guys at different old-timer games, and they're moving real slow. Not baseball players. You look at the 80th, Willie McCovey, of course, the great baseball player, the gentle giant, number 44, the Hall of Famer, passed away this past week, I think October 31st to be exact. And he was a great old guy, no doubt about it. But, you know, you look at big athletes, big-time athletes. I mean, Willie McCovey held his own. He was a good guy. I mean, Willie Mays still doing his thing here locally. You've got some guys now in their 80s and almost their 90s, and they're still rocking and rolling. But at the end of the day, they weren't football players. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They weren't boxers, and they weren't football players. Life expectancy for a boxer? Less than a football player. Why do I say that? It just is. I think because of the economic times and things like that. But if you set things up as far as economic equalness, in other words, if a fighter had as many economic opportunities as a major or a professional football player, I think the lifespan would be just about the same. I think the NFL and football players last longer because of the fact they get medical attention. And they get, you know, I mean, fighters don't have a health plan. Fighters don't have a pension. This is the way it is. Remember the International Boxing Federation out there were going to offer some type of pension program about 15 years ago. Yeah, that never worked. After they got indicted by the FBI, of course. Who sent the FBI after them? Yours truly. Bottom line is, they sent me some films. I got some films of Doug Beavers. Of course, he was the IBF Ratings Committee chairman out of Virginia, and he was bribing Bob Lee. And I got a hold of this underground tape, and, you know, somebody from the federal government leaked it to me. Of course, I leaked it to the media, and before you knew it, Bob Lee was, like, in all kinds of trouble. Bob Lee went to jail for about 3 or 4 years. I think it was like 4 years of his life he spent in jail. Near the age of 70, he would not roll over on Don King. They were trying to get him to roll over on Don King, and he wouldn't do it. Old school gangster, baby. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style. Oh, he's got the choke. Back it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. Champion! It is all over! BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian!
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't know, man. I guess I don't know.
Little funky soul here. Sam and Dave, baby, doing Tower of Power. It's called the Great American Soul Book, a cover song album. The Tower did 2007. Of course, that charted as well on the Billboard charts. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two of Ring Talk forthcoming. Of course, we'll talk mixed martial arts and boxing. Johnny Sigg will be back for us. We'll go to the East Coast, bring in the Big Apples, the greatest name in boxing, baby, Socrates Palmer. Outside of Muhammad Ali, I can't think of a better name for anybody in boxing outside of Socrates Palmer. Man, his mama did him good. Anyway, we'll hear from Socrates what's happening as far as the East Coast world and the East Coast boxing world, because MSG is, of course, hot and happening. But last week they had MMA, of course. I'm talking about the arena across the street from the Hotel Pennsylvania, where I spent so much time. Good Lord. I remember Don King calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I went to bed at 2:15. Don's called me at 3 o'clock. Can you come over? We want to do some publicity over in Poland. I go, what? He goes, yeah, we want you to do some radio in Poland. Can you come over? Are you crazy? Click. Hung up the phone. He called me back. I finally took the phone off the hook. That's how you had to do it with DK, because DK wanted to get things done. Come on, Pedro. Do it for the Polish people. Do it for the Polish people. I said, no. Do it for Pedro. Click. The bottom line is he is the hardest working man in the entire world. Of course, 87 years old now, working out of Clearwater, Florida, down there in the Fort Lauderdale, or take it back, Fort Lauderdale. had some people tell me this week at the WBO convention. Of course, we have just returned from Panama City, the 31st annual World Boxing Organization convention hosted by El Presidente. I'm talking about the president of the World Boxing Organization, Francisco Paco Vacarcel. Man, there were some great people there, some great champions. We had a good time. But at the end of the day, I got to see Roberto Duran, and that was just amazing. I'll probably talk about that in depth in hour number two, because, listen, I could talk about Duran until the sun comes up and goes down. He's just that great of a fighter. And why do I say that? I'm not alone. Ray Robinson told me that. Sugar Ray Robinson told me that. Sugar Ray Robinson told me that Duran was a greater fighter than he was. Holy cow. And Mike Tyson thinks he's the greatest fighter of all time. Well, bottom line is, those two guys, we all agree, Duran is the best. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, upcoming on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. After the news, check it out. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two.